Home at last, the eagle flew nobly over the river where evil fish swam and moved like a storm above the land, which was dusted with a fresh blanket of snow. Maybe the eagle himself felt that Walnut was reaching his goal, and so he sped ahead even more. In the distance, as if by a miracle, the town where Johnny was born appeared, and in a moment they landed. Johnny thanked the eagle and said a heartfelt goodbye. He passed by his favourite tree, the walnut one, and ran to his front door. He opened it and saw his daddy, mummy, and his little sister Susie praying at the table. Everything was decorated ready for a holiday. Of course, it was Christmas. Mummy and daddy had cried so much when they weren't able to find Johnny. They blamed themselves that they hadn't held his hand tighter. Everyone they knew had searched for him, but they had finally found only his balloon on the other side of the river. Many people said that he would never return and that he had drowned in the river, but deep in their hearts they had faith and prayed for him every day. They all turned towards the creaking sound of the front door. At first they didn't know if it was a vision or if they were really seeing their beloved son, but then they all hugged him and wept with joy. They couldn't speak from happiness. How handsome he had grown. It was so great to look at him. Finally, the family was all together, as it should be. Johnny asked them for forgiveness for following that balloon without thinking. Of course, we forgave you a long time ago. We just wished for one thing, that you would return to us. Mummy hugged him again. Daddy suggested that they eat their Christmas Eve dinner. It was fantastic. Mushroom soup, then traditional wafers with apples and honey, and, of course, with walnuts. After eating the fish, they went to the Christmas tree to see the gifts. Johnny promised them with sparkling eyes that he would be the most obedient child. It was then that his parents realised that they had not a single present for him. How sad they were about that. But Johnny just hugged them again and told them not to worry about it at all. You know that the greatest gift of all is the Lord Jesus, and he lives in my heart. Then they all sat together, and Johnny began to tell them his story. It was a magnificent Christmas Eve. Everyone listened breathlessly to Johnny, and from the corner of their eyes looked out of the window at the gorgeous and shimmering blanket of snow. Glistening snowflakes fell from the heavens. It was as if God wanted to say to Johnny, "You are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."